Okay, folks, welcome back to the home of Original Sports Perspective. From our couch to yours, I am your host, Jermaine Lockett, and welcome back to the Couch Rider Report podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about a late-round steal. This was pointed out to me from a poll that I did of my audience, and my boy Jesse Simpson, who I used to work with, pointed this one out to me. I appreciate our time working together, and I appreciate you taking the time out to point this guy out to me, who can be a late round steal. However, he might move up the boards with his performance on his pro day. That guy is Christian Hackenberg out of Penn State. I believe he's got a strong arm. You know, he looks safeties off with the double pump downfield. I love that because you can catch a safety with the pants down, because the second that a quarterback normally pulls the arm back, they're about to fire. But if you double pump, you can really catch those safeties off guard and make them miss on something pretty big. Like I said, I love the fact that he stands tall in the pocket. This guy is 6'4", 223 pounds, and he stands confident in the pocket. He delivers strikes. This guy really, really likes to throw the ball downfield. He's got a good rocket arm on him and pinpoint accuracy. I mean, even Kimberly Jones says so. She said he's got good footwork, particularly smooth, especially on the run. He's got pinpoint accuracy downfield. Now, she said, you know, he's smooth on the run. Yeah, he runs a 4.78 40. He probably plays faster on the field. From what I can see on the tape, he does play pretty fast. He also, like I said, he's got wheels. And what I love about quarterbacks is when they go through their progressions. Do not come out of the huddle knowing who you're going to throw it to already. Yes, there's one thing about matchups. Yes, you see the good matchup, that's fine. But if he happens to be covered after the snap, and after you do your three-step drop or five-step drop, however, I got to see that you can go find another guy that's open on the field. Use your field vision. Use your in-game awareness. That's what this guy does. He goes to his progressions, and he doesn't just always go for that first progression. That's what I appreciate about this guy, and that's what makes him just as good as Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. The knocks on this guy, I only had a couple. You know, I didn't see too many snaps where he was under the center. He's going to have to adjust when he gets to the next level. I mean, most USC quarterbacks do that, but most other quarterbacks around the college football arena do not do that. So I like to see more snaps underneath the center, and also like to see him take advantage of the play action off of a run game. So, you know, he does well on play action, but I want to see him do play action underneath the center. The other knock was his receivers were fast and they were big. I mean, Jesse James was huge. Allen Robinson was a beast while he was in college there, and actually helped him get a third of that 8,457 career passing yards while he was there. So, I mean, hopefully he gets into a good situation with good wide receivers that are going to help him grow his game to a whole nother level, maybe on an Andrew Luck level. But let's just say he doesn't get to an organization that has decent wide receivers. I mean, what are we looking at here? Are we looking at a talented quarterback, or are we looking at a guy who thrived off of the success, off the accolades and talent of his wide receivers? That's just something to think about. Until next time, this is Original Sports Perspective. From our couch to yours, thanks for listening to the Couch Rider Report podcast. I'm out.